Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Avavim Adays, the Gemara brings down the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Chatzitzin is Lachom Eish Misinai. Why? Because Dvar Teira, Rashi says Lachom Eish Misinai, that Ruba you Makbid is Chatzitz. If it's both Roiv and Makbid is Chatzitz, Ruba Shein a Makbid? It's Gzeira, Ruba Shein a Makbid, it's Gzeira at Ruba a Makbid. Miat a Makbid is Gzeira at Ruba a Makbid. Why would the geizer of miyat she'ena makbid? Because of the geizer of rubei she'ena makbid or miyat makbid? Who gives the geizer of an anekim and nigzul geizer of the geizer? That's the Gemara. Rashi says, V'atar lo chamishim sinai, rubei roiv saroi. Roiv of the hair is a chatzitza. There's two mahalchim and the rishayim had to understand the Rashi. Taisus here, and in Yavamis more clearly holds this as Shana Rashi, brings the Yesh Mepharshim that the whole din of rubei and makbid is dafka by the sar, by the guf, even miyat she'ena makbid is chaitzis midaraisa. Come at a very big chumrah. None of the rishayim hold that way. Taisus brings kamarayas. Not that way. Those who is matcha the rayas, but al kaponim. This is one of the mahalchim in Rashi, that Rashi was very mechudish. Only by saying the Gemara is coming off Seir, that kiyasa uchsul the sar. Then the Gemara says sar is the rayas. It was kiyasa uchsul the rabbi yitzchak, rubei makbid, only by sar. But by guf, there's no such din. By guf, even a miyat she'ena makbid is chaitzitz. The Ridvan Erivin, though, says, that's not what Rashi means. Rashi is masked by the guf, also you need rubei makbid. But there's a machlokes Rambam in the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim hold that you have a din by sar, that if you have roiv u'makbid, it's the rice of chaitzitz, roiv of the sar, and makbid, that's chaitzitz, me the rice, the roiv of the sar, and Eina Makbid's the Rabbanan, Miyat of the Sarah Makbid's is the Rabbanan. But the Rambam says no. Raiv of the Sarah is not Raiv. The Sarah is not considered a separate guf, he says. It's part of the guf. When you want to dan Raiv, you have to have Raiv of the Sarah and the guf together. Even if you have Raiv of the Sarah and Makbid, it won't be the Raisa, or Raiv of the Sarah and Eina Makbid's not even the Rabbanan. It only counts if the Sarah can be mashlam to the guf. If you have almost rave of the guf, and you have enough sar to be mashlam to that rave, then you're going to have a chatzitz that's going to be called rave, and if it's makbid, it's the rice of Zaina Makbid's the Rabbanah. But the sar does it not a separate entity to have its own rave. So, Dr. Ridva, all Rashi means is that, like the Gainim, that the sar itself has its own rave, but the guf also needs rave, but the guf has its own rave. You either have Raiv of the Sar or Raiv of the Guf, either one is called Raiv. Shalas Rashi is a little sussum, because why did Rashi say it's Raiv Gufay Oy Sarai? Why did Rashi just say Raiv Sar? It applies to Raiv Gufay as well. But I saw Pshat in Ar Sameach in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, that he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara, that you need Raiv is not Allah HaMesh Mishinai. So then, Rubik Kekulai. If you don't have, if Raiv of the body doesn't have the chatzitz, it's not called the chatzitz, it's Rubik Kekulei. That day you need makbid, it's not Allah HaMashim Yisina. Rashi says, makbid is Svara. Havlei, ain't a makbid, havlei kegufa, helvein seifa, libloi, abatul agabe, vloi chai, it's that's a Svara. What is Allah HaMashim Yisina? This gufa that the Ga'inim say, this chiddush, that the sar has this egin that didn't Raiv, that's the Allah HaMashim Yisina. That would stim Rashi, with either Ritva. So the kids of this tube shot them, and Rashi, either Rashi is saying the holding of Rubei and Makbid is dafka by Sar, but Guf even me a chain of Makbid is chaitzitz, or Rashi's masking my Guf, you need Rubei and Makbid. All he's telling you is that Sar is separate than the Guf. Now it's interesting, Kasher of Chaim Meisel speaks about it, and others, that when you have a Rubei Shein and Makbid, so what's the din? Midarais is not a chaitzitz, midarais is tar, midarabanan is tame. But one second. Once midarabanan he's tame, so kumtais he's makbid. He cares about this chatzitza. Normally you couldn't care less. It's right, but he's ain't a makbid. He'd keep it forever. But now that the rabbanan said no, you can't be table with this on because rubai the ain't a makbid is also chaitzitz. So now he's makbid. So every time you have a raiv she ain't a makbid, let it turn into a raiv ha makbid because of the rabbanan. Once the rabbanan gives a raiv she ain't a makbid, now he's makbid. So every raiv she ain't a makbid should now become a Raiv and Makbid Raisa. When is it a gay Raiv Shein and Makbid the Rabbanan? Once they were Geyser and Raiv Shein and Makbid, now you're Makbid on it, so now it should be the Raisa. Zogte Chaim Meiser, Chaim Chudet the Keteretz, you're not Makbid on the whole Chatzitza. Let's say we would take off part of the chatzitza, now it wouldn't be rave anymore. Now you'd be happy. So what are you makban on? That part that's making it rave. That part that's turning it from the mir to the rave. Let's say the chatzitza is on 55% of the guf. Right? So, now it doesn't work with Rabbanan. But if you take off 10%, you take off 10% of the chatzitza, and now it's only on 45% of the guf. So now, it wouldn't be a problem. It's mir chain of makbid. So what part are you makbid on? Only the 10%. That's a mir. So now it's the Rabbanan. You have rave, but you're not makbid on the entire rave. You're only makbid on the mir. So there's a mir and a makbid. There's a rave chain of makbid. Both of them are the Rabbanan. So it comes out that every rave, she'ein a makbid, you're not makbid on the whole chatzitza, you're makbid on part of the chatzitza, so it's still only the Rabbanan. So then you can answer Akasha, the stipler reads the size, that the Olam asks, the Gemara in Yevamos is mavur, that the din of Rubai, she'ein a makbid, that's not chaitz midiraisa, is dafka by Ruba. By Kulai, it's chaitz midiraisa. Fact developed, why isn't this brought down in the Paiskim? The Paiskim should say a din. Paisim say Rubai Amakbid is the Raisa, Rubai She'ein Amakbid is the Rabbanan, Mutai Amakbid is the Rabbanan. Why don't they say another thing that Kulai even Ein Amakbid is the Raisa? So at the Stipla, because there's no case of Kulai Ein Amakbid. Because anytime you have Kulai of Ein Amakbid, so you're Makbid because you want it to be a Chatzitza. And you can't tell me that you're only Makbid on the part that's making it a rave, because you have to remove rave of the chatzitza to make it a miut. Right? Assuming that max on max is a problem. So you have to remove rave of the chatzitza. So every kula she'ena makbid is a rubai ha-makbid. So the person don't have to red ice, even though it's true that even without the din derabanan of rubai she'ena makbid, kulai she'ena makbid will be the raisa. But once we have the din derabanan, the rubai she'ena makbid is the rabanan, so kumdes every kula she'ena makbid, you are makbid because of the derabanan. So a rubai she'ena makbid, you only makbid on a mi'at of it, because you only have to take off a mi'at to turn it into a mi'at she'ena makbid. So you only makbid on a mi'at, so right to be derabanan. But a kula she'ena makbid, you're going to have to take off rave of it to make it a mi'at she'ena makbid. So kumdes because of the din derabanan, that rubai she'ena makbid is derabanan, you're going to end up being makbid on rave of it. So every kulei she'ena makbid will turn into rubai makbid, and it will be chayz deraisa. So you don't have to bring the din that kulei she'ena makbid is derabanan. It's not deraisa. It's not negeya. Once rubai she'ena makbid is derabanan, every kulei she'ena makbid is going to turn into rubai makbid because of that chashmi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.